Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we discussed how a believer should find and attend a good fundamental Bible-believing preaching church if his or her own church adopts the philosophies of the contemporary movement. Let's continue with that today. Now, here's our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Contemporary. Don't ever be fooled by that, for it leads to a loss of reward. That's why in verse 9, God is warning the local church of lost reward. The culprit weapons that is Satan uses, that is making children open to this culture. That's why if there's not a true revival in the churches, if churches don't get their backbone back in your churches, you're going to be grieving that your children and grandchildren have been discipled into the woke way of doing things. And they're going to be wanting these sex changes and things of that nature. And grandparents, parents, stay with the Word of God. So drill that to your children and grandchildren's head that when they feel like they're being called to do this other thing and they don't know it's the devil's calling them, that there will always be something that the Holy Spirit can use to prick their conscience. Why? Because if you're training them up in the way they should go, they will not be able to depart from it. In other words, they may want to depart from it, but the Holy Spirit will use that thing that you drove into their head, that you repeated into there till it was said in there. It'll always convict them, which means there's always hope. Be holy, be acceptable unto God, and teach that to your children. And we'll look next time at the fact that these are things that lead to the foolish questions, and that's not what we want. But my friend, I'm sure that there might be those out there that are Christians who say, I want to get this thing right with God. Get it right. Get it right. You may have to leave a church where you've been a member a long time, but they've gone the contemporary way. They've gone the woke way. They've gone these other ways. Come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord. God's will, God's way. So, my friend, it's time to come out. But it's also time to determine you're not going to quit. Now, perhaps you have listened to this and you're not sure if you died today that heaven's your home. You say, man, I agree with a lot you say, but I'm just not really sure of that. Well, my friend, I want you to make sure today. I want to tell you this. I want to tell you how you can be saved. Because the Bible says, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. He says also in Revelation chapter 22, let him that is athirst come and drink of the water of life freely. Jesus Christ is your water of life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. We also read it. It says, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. We find in Acts chapter 17:30, God commandeth all men everywhere to repent because he's appointed a day in which he'll judge the world. Now, there are, again, people that try to corrupt that doctrine of repentance by saying, well, repent means to change the mind. And there is a truth to that. You know what? I've used this illustration here, but I want to use it again because I want you to see what repent is about. Change the mind. Okay. I dated a girl before my wife. She's a nice girl. Good young lady. I don't know where she is now. I haven't had communication with her since high school. But I went with her. I met my wife. We dated. We got married. I said, love, honor, and cherish till death do us part. Okay, so I repented. Now, I wasn't going back to that other girl. I changed my mind. I didn't want to marry that other girl. I wanted to marry Janice, my wife. 53 years we've been married. I changed my mind, so I repented. But I gave myself to her. She gave herself to me. You see, that's what repentance entails. It's changing the mind. I'm not going to have this other girlfriend. I'm not going to have these other things in my life. I'm changing. I'm turning to follow God as my Lord and Savior. I'm calling upon Him to save my soul. So Romans 10:9 says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. You know, Lord speaks of His deity. Jesus speaks of His humanity. This then calls on you to believe that Jesus Christ, who existed in eternity past as a spirit, as conscious, more conscious than you and I, because He was God, He helped create the world. You see, we find in John chapter 1, He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. Without Him was not anything made that was made. So yeah, but God is a spirit, we'll also find out in John, and He created the heavens and the earth. He spoke the worlds into existence, we find out in Psalm 33. So He did that. He's God, He's almighty. He's the sovereign. He has the right to do what He wants with that which is His, and all things are His because He's the Creator. So what I'm saying to you is this. In repentance, you're saying, okay, you're God. I know You are. And You're Jesus. You came. The Holy Spirit came upon Mary. The Holy Spirit, and it's not a sexual thing, He, being a spirit, formed by creative power, a seed inside of Mary that the Father came and developed into a body. And that holy thing was called the Son of God, as Mary was told. Now, what I'm saying is that thou shalt confess thy mouth the Lord Jesus, that's who He is. He came here to die for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. He actually paid the penalty for your sin 2,000 years ago. But it's not applied to your account until you receive Him. But as many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. So, whether you realize it or not, to become a child of God, you must believe in Him. You must trust Him with your life. Now again, that goes back to what the illustration I used about my wife and I. Okay, I repented. I wasn't going to anybody else. And I believed. I was trusting this was the one that God wanted for me, and I gave myself to her for this earthly lifetime till death do us part. So that is repentance and faith. So, we find out that the Lord Jesus, thou shalt believe in thine heart, the Lord Jesus, and that God hath raised Him from the dead. He arose bodily from the grave. He says, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Now, when you're believing with your heart, you're trusting your life. You're willing to trust your life with Jesus Christ, trusting His shed blood for your sin and giving your life to Him. You're believing that as filthy, as rotten you as may have been, He doesn't lie. God doesn't lie. And so He is going to save your soul if you receive Him as your Savior. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now with your heart, when you're believing unto righteousness, you're believing that His righteousness in your place will make you accepted for eternity in heaven. It's His righteousness. It's His blood. It's His payment in your behalf that you might become one with Him. So He said, for whosoever, do you think God lies? No. If you believe that He died for you, was buried and rose from the dead, you called upon Him, believing He did that for you, in repentance and faith, you're turning from yourself, you're turning from your way to give yourself to the Lord, you're going to let Him change you. You're going to let Him cleanse you. You're going to let Him do the work. Because it's not of works which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us, the Bible says. Not by works of righteousness. No, by His mercy, He saves us. So, believing that, taking God at His word, you give Him your heart and life. You ask Him to save you. I'm going to form a prayer. The prayer that I form would only be words if you didn't mean it. But if you mean this, would you pray this prayer right now, right wherever you are, whether you are driving down the road, you better keep your eyes open on the road as you're driving. But as you hear, if you really mean this, and this is what you want, then I want you to pray this prayer. If you're somewhere by yourself, pray. No matter where you are, pray and ask the Lord if this is what you want to do, to receive Christ. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed His blood on the cross for all my sin and died for me. I believe 3 days later He rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ, I receive Him right now as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, you really meant that, then please listen to our announcer when he gives you our address in a moment, or our website where you can email us through the website. But let us know that you've made this decision. Romans chapter 10, that I was quoting those verses from, verse 11 says that whosoever believeth shall not be ashamed. Are you really ashamed that God saved you? Are you ashamed to be associated with Christ? He said, well, no. Then let us know. It'll rejoice our heart. We want to know that. On our website, centralbaptistocala.org, you can scroll to your fine booklets by Dr. Andy Bloom. And you just click on it. It'll take you to booklets that I have written. One of those is Building Blocks. It tells you how to start the new Christian life. And so I want you to have that Building Block booklet so it can help you to grow in your new Christian life. This life that you're now starting, it tells you the next steps as a Christian, those things that you ought to do. So let me encourage you to do that. Now, I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask others to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. My friend, please allow the Word of God to be the lamp and the light that you follow today. Tell others about us and listen to us right here on this station next time.
Stand so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation for the Bible.